Ken Kang didn't set out to be a teacher, but when he got his first opportunity to interact with students, inspiring them and being inspired in turn, he knew he had found a lifelong career path. He's IA High School's technology coordinator and this year's Hawaii winner of the Milken Educator Award. Earlier this morning, he told us how he became an educator and what it means to him.
I was working, after I got my engineering degree, I was working for a little bit with an engineering firm. My former teacher actually called me from my alma mater and said, hey, you know, the DOE schools are moving toward trying to see if they can create advancements in technology and looking toward future, implementation. So he asked if I could just kind of help out during part-time. That was actually the start of everything. As I was working in engineering and I was working part-time at the school, you know, that was an aha moment for me. You know, they always use the word aha. And I realized, you know, I was getting so much more joy, so much more gratification and rewards by working with students, working with, you know, their minds and being able to help them, you know, decide on future goals, you know, whether it be engineering, whether it be medical field, whether it be, you know, any kind of science or math or, you know, English or social, just being able to interact with them, it gave me so much more benefits in my whole life that I enjoyed working with them. And in the year 2005, I had a discussion with my parents and I said, you know, I'm going to switch careers. And of course, everyone's saying, what? Switching from engineering to teaching?
Sure.
However, going into teaching, they respected it. And I went in, totally did a change of careers. And here I am now. It's like a roundabout way coming back and giving back to my alma mater for developing the person I am. And now I want to give it back to them, you know, my alma mater at AIA High School.
Well, you know, Ken, it strikes me as the kind of decision that people usually make later in life. You know, I'm going to pursue joy rather than make a bunch of money. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like an older guy's kind of decision to make. But I guess it sounds as if the feedback from students was a big factor in that.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's a survey out right now that, you know, in several years from now, the job market for technology will be so unsaturated. You know, we need to develop these kids and their minds to be tech ready, you know, future ready. And currently right now, you know, we're having a difficult time because, you know, in the technology field, people rather just work in that field versus being able to bring that, you know, that knowledge and that expertise into a teaching area. So then we can pass that knowledge to our kids. And that's one of the main benefits of my drive, that I want to, you know, give them relevant information so that they can find a job or find a career, you know, that's going to be future ready for them, you know, for their future.
What does it take to be future ready? It would seem to involve speaking entirely new languages. Yeah.
You know, these kids, I have to give it to them. They're tech savvy already. However, you know, we need to, as teachers, we need to, you know, be cognizant of how to teach them to use that technology, how to, you know, form the technology, how to develop the technology. So I'm really grateful that I went through the engineering program because I was taught the engineering design, you know, being able to problem solve, being able to find resolution, and then going back and then resolving again, looking it over again. And I believe if we can teach that skills to our kids, whether they go engineering, whether they go to any kind of career field, whether they go, you know, to just going straight to the workforce, you know, that's the kind of mentality that we need to teach them so that they can move forward in life and not just be, you know, just accepted in whatever they're going to go into, but have that passion and drive to know that they're guiding their own future, you know, their path by us helping them learn that way.
Well, Ken, when you made the transition to becoming a teacher, how important was the real-world experience that preceded it?
Oh, it's absolutely so important. You know, I totally believe that currently our generation now needs to move away from a traditional standpoint of a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't totally believe in a full technology classroom. I do believe in a blended environment where teachers are teaching, but also students are teaching as well. What I realized in one of my classes, you know, I had my students teach because I felt, my God, you know, there was this lesson that I couldn't get to them. But when I asked one of the higher level students, said, hey, you know what, maybe you can teach this lesson. And when they taught it, they taught it in a way that was in a level that the students could understand. And that gave me an aha moment. I said, you know what? We're going to have to change our style of teaching as well, because obviously what we've been doing, it may not be working, because each individual student has their own way of learning, yeah? So that was a drive for me. Okay, I need to get that so that I can teach them to be future ready by knowing how they learn from their peers.
Yeah, because, I mean, you found out that one of your students could get that across better than you could in that
situation. Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, so that takes a certain amount of descending from that teaching pedestal, you know. And previous generations thought it was very important that you students be a little bit in awe of the teacher.
Absolutely, but we need to change that mentality. These kids, they're you know, we live in that instant generation, that snap generation, you know, that social generation. But we got to give them credit, because they're actually picking up on things more than we ever thought they could.
Well, that's you know, that can be tricky for the teacher, just staying ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is a different mindset that we you know, I like to teach that to our teachers, actually. So I do professional development with our teachers in regards to technology, and I kind of give them the sense like, hey, let the students teach you, because they're gonna teach you something different, and you're gonna be like, wow, you know, that's awesome. Because then I tell them too, you know, wouldn't it be a good day you can rest and your students can teach the lesson?
Well, yeah, I mean, it would seem to pay off for everybody.
Absolutely.
One of the things that in your teaching, Ken, you do a lot of projects, right? You
yes.
So you have that whole thing of getting a tangible result. How important is that?
Oh, that's really important. And, you know, with my current administration now, we're actually going to move our schools to what's called an academies model. And majority of the academies model is based on the PBL, which is project-based learning.
Uh-huh.
So what you can think of is, well, when I look at project-based, I kind of think of it as a backward mapping, where you get that project or that goal, and you design a lesson or a curriculum to reach that goal. You know, so our students, when they look at that goal, it's like, okay, I'm going to create that product. And however, I do tell them, because of the engineering process, when you get that goal, when you get that tangible object, you know, it's not perfect yet. We need to revise. We need to reflect and make sure that it's working for, you know, the goals that we want it to work at. So I'm always teaching them, hey, you have to look back. You have to reflect. Is it what you thought it was going to be? And having that tangible object makes them see that, you know, versus just kind of theoretical thinking, correct? Yeah?
Yeah, because that, you know, abstract thinking, theoretical thinking, it sometimes seems as if it can only take you so far, right?
And, yes, yes.
And it also seems to only appeal to a certain type of intellect. You might not catch everybody if it's just facts and books. Has that been your experience?
Oh, absolutely. You know, so it's so funny, because someone had asked me and I said, you know, I know in the high school level it is hard, because, you know, at times we have 180 students or so. However, I said, you've got to keep in mind that each student is an individual. We can't think that one way of teaching is going to work for all of them. You know, we have to, you know, the pedagogy of being cognizant of differentiation, you know, being able to teach in different styles. So, you know, it's really good, because, you know, the Hawaii State of Department of Ed always provides, you know, professional development in regards to, you know, audio learning, visual learning, kinesthetic learning, you know. So it's awesome that we get these tools, you know. But the hardest part for teaching is how do we implement that to make sure we hit each and every individual student.
Well, it seems to be working for you, Ken.
I don't know. Like I said, when I switched from engineering to teaching, I loved it. And I think people need to enjoy waking up every morning, going to work, and my interaction with the kids. It's pretty amazing. In 2015, when I started the STEM course in our school, one of the first things I told my kids was, don't let funding be the restriction. And I told them, you know, that final project you're going to create, let it be $1 million. Let it cost $1 million. It will get you there. And it's amazing what these kids did. One of the students created a prosthetic arm. Another student created a hazard bike a bag. Another student, which I'm very proud of, she felt that, you know, the mammograms are so barbaric. She actually designed a cloth that's able to feel the density, you know, of the chest region, and being able to in a nicer, gentle way, be able to create a 3D hologram of, you know, the person's chest area. So, I mean, I'm blown away with what these kids, their imagination can go to. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Ken Kang is IA High School's technology coordinator and this year's Hawaii recipient of the Milken Educator Award. He's an IA High graduate himself, and you can learn about him on our Facebook page.